The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. In these days of Easter, as you very well know, the first reading is always taken from the Acts of the Apostles, the next chapter to Luke's work of the Gospel. And here, in the book of Acts, we see how it makes sense, because in Acts, we see the effect of the resurrection. After the resurrection, then things began to move. The apostles received the gift and power of the Holy Spirit, and now they began to continue the work of Jesus. And then with that also comes the formation of the church, beginning in Jerusalem and spreading into the known world, basically in the area of Turkey, Asia Minor. So that's what we're seeing here in the first reading today. And now we see how the church is increasing in numbers and attracting many, many people, even people of wealth, and even priests, Levites, and they're converting because of the message of the apostles. Now, one of things of note here was that some of the Jewish folks were envious of the first Christian church. They were envious. Now, envy is one of the cardinal sins, according to Thomas Aquinas. And we all know this. Envy is one of the cardinal sins, which means it's grave. Now, we all experience envy. Envy should not be confused with jealousy. See, jealousy is protecting that which is your own. And jealousy could both be a vice or a virtue. God himself is jealous, you know. He's jealous because he wants to protect his people. But envy is a vice. Envy, according to Aquinas, is sorrow over the good of the other. A person who is envious is sorrowful over the well-being and good and the many blessings and the gifts of the other. There's one popular persona back in the 60s, I think it was Vidal Sassoon, who said that every time my competition wins, something in me dies. That's envy. That's envy. And it's a vice. Now, in Dante's Inferno, Dante's comedy, where he depicted the punishment in purgatory of those who are guilty of cardinal sin. Those who are envious, they have their eyes sewn together. So their eyes are shut. So they could not look at things and be envious. They wore rugged clothes and they lean on one another to teach them how to take care of each other and how to depend on one another, because a person who is envious becomes isolated. Now, the metaphor is clear. The metaphor is clear. We need to guard our eyes. We need to have custody with our eyes so that we will not be led to this vice of envy. Now, what is the antidote to envy? The antidote to envy is to pray for the person you are envious of. That's it. You pray for that person. Pray a prayer of thanksgiving, first of all. Lord, I praise you and I bless you and I thank you for giving all of these wonderful gifts to this friend of mine that I am envious with, to John. Thank you for giving him the blessing of a good job, the blessing of a good family. Thank you for blessing him with good looks, all of those things. You see, what happens when we focus our attention on the blessing of the object of our envy, we are becoming like God. As we see in the scripture here, Jesus reveals God to his disciples. We become like God in what way? Because God always thinks of the other. That's what you call love. Love is thinking of the other. And so when we pray for the object of our envy, we turn the table around. Instead of dying because of the goodness that he or she has received, we thank the Lord and we reverse this dark and vicious process. We think of what's good for him or her. We become godly. We become godlike. And so, my friends, today we recall to mind the many times we had been envious. And I would imagine all of us are guilty of this tendency, if not of this sin. Today, we remember, as we receive the Lord in the Holy Eucharist, we remember the object of our envy. And we wish them well and thank God for all the blessings that he has poured on them and on us because of the resurrection. Amen.